All right, guys. So welcome back to the podcast. I am very excited to have this guest on here today. She is absolutely amazing. She's a mum of two, runs her own graphic design business, and is just like literally a ball of energy whenever I see her on her socials, and I love it. And I think, yeah, just the positivity shines through in George like 100%. So I'm really excited for you guys to meet her today. So welcome, George.
Hi, thank you for having me.
That's okay. I'm really excited to have you on here today. I think you've got so much value to share. But firstly, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Cool. Okay. So I'm George. I'm a graphic designer, mum of two. Like you just said, I am working from home at the moment, raising two little babes, two under two. I am crazy. And yeah, I have just been, I've been a graphic designer for about 5 years, I think I've been doing the business for, but in the meantime of doing that, I've had two babies, I've worked full-time for half of it. So I'm really only just actually being full-time in the business sort of now, and not even really now because my youngest is still 5 months old. So I'm just still finding my way in starting the business full time and obviously getting to enjoy all the things of being a mom of two very young little babies.
So busy. Yeah. And did you start graphic design like as soon as you come out of uni or out of school, sorry, or?
So when I was at school, I never envisioned myself as being a graphic designer. Like that's not even anything that was even in the scope of my thought. I went to a school that didn't really offer any arts programs or anything like that. So I actually did all of my studying and my VCE to be a nurse. Yep. And then I got to like, I think the mid-year of when you can choose your preferences for uni as you finish high school, I chose all of them to be nursing. And then at the very end of the year, you can change them again. And then for some reason, I changed them to all graphic design courses. I just picked up a course guide and I read it and I was like, actually, that really sounds like something that I would really like to do. So I just massively YOLO'd that and went to uni as a graphic designer for 3 years. And then the day I finished uni, I moved to Darwin. Because my boyfriend at the time, my partner now, my baby daddy, he moved up there just for the hell of it pretty much. And so, yeah, the day I finished uni, I got on a plane and moved myself up there and couldn't get a job in the industry up there as a graphic designer because there was literally, I think, one studio at the time that I'd moved up there because it's not a massive industry up there. A lot of them do outsourcing. So I just kind of did it on the side. Because I was like, I just went to uni for 3 years for this and I really enjoy it. So I can't just give it up for, you know, no reason. So I just did it as like a bit of a side hustle for, yeah, like 2.5 years while I still was working full time. And then I made the decision to go full time with the business. I like mentally made the decision, told Jamie that, yeah, I really want to do this full time. And he was very supportive of it. That was no worries. And then I think like 2 or 3 weeks later, I found out we were pregnant with our first baby, with our son. So I was like, well, I'm going to be having all this time off anyway. Like, how cool would it be if I could build the business up to be something that could be sustainable for me to stay at home with the kids? And that's actually what's happened. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, that's so cool. Was moving to Darwin, how was that for you? Because you're from a small country town as well. So yeah, how was that?
It was probably the best thing that I could have ever done. Because I think when I finished high school, you know, and when you finish uni and everything, you're sort of in this bubble of who you think you are. And then, you know, if you're not really like being who you really want to be, it can be really, really hard to be who you want to be, especially when you're like consistently around, you know, friends and family that you've grown up with forever. Then to sort of turn around and be like, actually, this isn't really me. This is like high school me. So when I moved to Darwin, I really had the chance to pretty much start over and be who I wanted to be. And so pretty much everyone who knew me up there would say a completely different thing to everyone who knew me as growing up. So it was really awesome. And I just loved being able to, Hannah's crying already. I just loved being able to reinvent myself pretty much.
Okay, cool. And so what, like, I guess that was kind of similar for me when I moved to Geelong. I felt like I really became and stepped into who I was more as a person. I guess I know that you are quite into personal development. What does that kind of mean to you, personal development, I guess, as a whole, and how has it helped you through your journey?
Yeah, so I think personal development wasn't really anything that I even knew existed until I think it was just on social media. It just came up in my feed, like Melissa Ambrosini just came up in my feed, and I was like, who is this chick? And I started listening to all of her podcasts and I was like, wow, there's this like whole other world of learning about who you are and all this kind of stuff that I never even knew existed. And like my mum was kind of into little things here and there. Like she used to read a little bit of personal development and self-help kind of books and things like that. And then, it just kind of really took off from there. It just became an absolute rabbit hole that I just fell down and learned about journaling and got into crystals. And I had a deck of tarot cards that my mum had actually bought me when I was like 13. I don't know why I'd asked her for them, but we were in this random little bookstore in Melbourne and I pulled them back out and started relearning about all of those. And yeah, it just went really, really crazy from there with learning all about all these different things that I could do to really step into myself and into my power.
Yeah, that is amazing. So tell me something about yourself that other people maybe don't know.
I think I'm pretty open with the way that I am now. I never used to be like speaking about crystals and tarot cards and things like that. Maybe like 2 or 3 years ago would not have happened, because I just thought that was like way too woo-woo for people to even think about and would think that I was just weird. And to be honest, like they did. So many people, when I first saw them, when I came back from Darwin, was like, oh, you're like not actually like full-blown hippie. You're still you. You just like weird stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I'm exactly the same on the outside, but I just like weird stuff. That's cool. So that was quite funny. But yeah, I don't think there's really anything that people don't know about me, because I'm pretty open about everything that I'm into and all of like the mum life kind of stuff. I'm pretty open with all of that.
Yeah. And I think that's the awesome thing about you as well, is that you're so authentic. Like even the other day, so we had, for you guys listening, we had actually planned to try and figure out a time that we could do it on Monday to do the podcast. But George was like, you know what, I'm just not feeling the energy today. I'm not feeling myself. And I think that, if anything, is a massive step in towards, you know, making sure you have that self-care there. Because if you're just not feeling something, it's okay to say no as well. So I loved that you did that on Monday. And we have to try and work around the kids anyways. George is being amazing right now. She's holding her little 6-month bubba. So doing mum life and getting it all done. But yeah, I totally relate to you in the sense where you kind of like for a while maybe hid that side of stuff. Like for me, I think personally, like I had always kind of been a little bit interested into crystals and spirituality and that side of stuff. But I think, yeah, up until the last few years, it's been like, well, like if you do like that part of me, if you don't, like take it or leave it kind of thing. And it's not, I finally realized that what is fine for one person or what suits one person and interests them is not what another has to definitely be interested in. And I think that's, I've even found that like in my relationship as well, because, you know, when I used to first talk about stuff like that to Jackson, he's just a very like, no, that's weird. Like, yeah. And so that's made me grow in the sense a lot where I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like you like your soccer and you can talk about soccer for about 7 days straight if you wanted to. I'm like, but it's not my thing. And I think it's being really comfortable in the fact that, yeah, like you can enjoy whatever it is that's important to you and feel fine and comfortable about that as well. So yeah, I'm glad to hear your partners the same about it.
Oh, 100%. It's so funny. Like we've got some friends who came over the other day and I just had the bunch of cards out, and he's like, this one of our couple friends, he was like, oh wow, like you're into cards and shit, George. I'm like, yeah, and he's like, let's pull some out. I'm like, what? Like it's so funny the amount of like just little interests that people have that, oh, they're just curious about it. And it's really funny that you always get really hung up about it and you think, oh my God, everyone's going to think this or think that about me. But sometimes people who are not really interested in that kind of stuff are still really curious about it enough at least to ask. So yeah, being in that space where I've sort of moved into this, like being really open with who I am and the things I like has also made me be really resilient in the fact that I am me and that is okay if you don't like those parts of me because that's just who I am. And I won't, you know, put that kind of judgment onto anyone else either. It's made me a lot more open to be like, cool, if someone likes X, Y, Z and I'm not into it, that's totally fine. You do you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the coolest thing in life too. Like, or the most, there's this quote that I can't think of right now, but it's like the most expensive thing you can have in life is a closed mind because, you know, when you're open to opportunities and just even ideas of anything, it opens you up to so much more, which is really exciting. So what, since you finished high school, maybe, what has been one of your biggest struggles, would you say?
Look, probably getting into mum life, to be honest, like, because I feel like when I finished high school, like I went on this path of doing everything I loved. I stepped out of high school and into graphic design, which I was a love that I didn't even know that existed. And then I moved to Darwin. So I didn't really have any struggles in the sense, like I got really homesick when I was in Darwin sometimes, but that was not really a struggle. But I think, yeah, getting into mum life has been probably the biggest curveball of my life. And I always wanted to be a mum and I love my kids no matter what, like they're insane, but it's still just like getting into just having to put everything that you are and that you love on hold for the sake of a little human and getting so sleep deprived that you don't even know what your middle name is. Like it's just, it's hard and still trying to like do the business and keep those little things of me that make me, me, but have still having to put those aside while I, you know, raise babies. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. And trying to, I completely understand that in like just trying to fit in all those things and make that time a priority still for yourself is sometimes so tricky, like to go, okay, like, you know, whether it's like, I love painting sometimes, but I have to sometimes literally force myself and go, Crystal, stop. Like you have time to do that. You're going to be like, don't worry about washing or just something stupid like that, that I'm like, it's so important to do that as a mum. And for me lately, like something I've really been trying to work by even is just like, I realized I was adding all this stuff onto my to-do list and trying to do it all. And I was like, no one else knows what I have on that list. Like,
no,
I'm putting my, like that pressure on myself at the end of the day. And, you know, even I think when you're not a mum, like if you are trying to attempt or do all these things at once, it's so like, it's, you just really have to focus and go, okay, well, is this all stuff that I'm doing stressing me out or, you know, am I being productive in it? So would you say, I guess, like since becoming a mum, what's one of the biggest things that's changed within you, do you think?
I think understanding the value of time, really, like time is absolutely the most valuable thing that we have and all about working harder and working smarter. I completely get all that now and just being, yeah, really conscious of other people's time as well. So people who have kids or even if you don't have kids, like if you're going to do something and you're going to do it in, you know, a time that you say you are or you're going to, you know, do X, Y, Z and it's all revolved around time, then you really have to be conscious of that because time is so valuable. You just don't want to be taking up someone else's time when you don't need to be, when they could be doing something else. So yeah, time, 100%.
Yeah, that's awesome. If you could tell your 12-year-old self something, what do you think it would be?
Definitely just to follow your heart and do the things in life that light you up, no matter if that's career or if that's hobbies or whatever. Just make sure that whatever you're doing really lights you up because it's just a really boring, long life if you're not doing things you like. Like I can't imagine not working in a career that literally sets my soul on fire every single day. And having stepped into sort of a new part of my business where I've really intertwined more of myself has just made that even more apparent for me, that now following something that I really love is not only like great for me, but it's also like great for my kids now, because I'm able to stay at home with them and enjoy them. On cue, Hannah. And yeah, I think that's just definitely the thing, is follow your dreams and do what lights you up. Find a way to make the thing that lights your soul on fire, like that you can make money out of that.
Yeah. I guess throughout, you know, it's probably ties into time organization and stuff like that as well. Through the past few years, has there been any new habits or kind of beliefs or ideas that have pushed you into the person you are now and improved your life, do you think?
Definitely changing my morning routine. Like, I was never a morning person. If you could have asked me, like, when I was in high school, like, what time I would sleep into, it would be, like, you know, like, 11 o'clock in the day. Like, I just was such a sleeper. I stay up all night long and sleep. So changing my sleep habits to going to bed early and waking up early has definitely changed the way that my whole day runs. And I love that sort of hour or two. I don't usually get an hour or two now, but I used to before I had the kids, or at least an hour to myself in the mornings to either journal or just have a cuppa by myself and have a think about life, has definitely changed the way that my day sets up. So that's probably definitely one thing that has changed just the way I live my life, but also like all of the journaling and the card pulling and really getting back to my spiritual side and having more deep and meaningful conversations with people rather than just, you know, the little small chit chat, has definitely changed the way that I am as a person and also the way that I show up to other people, so like my family and my friends and my kids and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And so what does your, if you have a morning routine now or a morning that usually goes to how you would do it, because we all know the kids, it never goes to schedule. What is usually your go-to kind of?
If I could have my dream morning, it would be that I would wake up at least an hour before the kids do, so I could either do some personal development like journaling or looking up, doing some like professional development and having a coffee on my own, and then getting the kids up and them not crying at me at least until 11 o'clock. That would be my ideal morning.
When you journal, do you just kind of put your thoughts down on paper, or do you use like any prompts or...
I've been doing a little bit of both. So I've kind of been looking into different types of techniques and different methods and that kind of thing. So sometimes, some days it's literally just, you know, if I need to have a bit of a sook, then I will just write out all the things that I feel like, you know, are going wrong for me at the moment, so I can just get them out and off my heart. Or some days it's, you know, might be doing a little bit of like actual work, sort of like looking into things in my past that, you know, need a bit of work. So I've done a lot of work around my money mindset and that kind of thing and manifestation and all of that. But definitely the one thing that I've been working on a lot over the last couple of years was my money mindset and my self-worth.
Yeah. And what parts of those, if you don't mind sharing, are like, why does that resonate with you so much, I guess?
I think, I'm not sure why, but for some reason, like I didn't come from a family where money was ever an issue or anything like that. But for some reason, I just always had this, I guess, perception that how much money I have or I make is reflective of me as a person. So I think from... I'm not sure if it's because like my dad had his own business and he is always someone who I feel like he puts a lot of money value onto personal value. So I think always like trying to, you know, do right by him and make him proud and all of that kind of stuff is sort of where that money issue really came from. But yeah, I don't really know why it's stuck around for as long as it has, but for some reason I just really put a personal value on how much money I earned. And obviously starting up your own business, having two babies and not actually working full time for a really long time put me in a really tricky financial position personally, even though I've always had Jamie there as, you know, the money maker of the family and, you know, that's his role and he likes that role. I still really put a lot of pressure on myself to make lots of money, have lots of money, and that I was less of a person if I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a really hard tie in between like trying to be a mum and balance all the things, because you're like, I've even thought of that beforehand. Like, you know, it's like you think, like, just trying, I think either way that you do life in terms of whether you're a full-time working mum or stay-at-home working mum or just a stay-at-home, or I shouldn't say just, or just a stay-at-home mum, because it's such a big job in itself. Yeah. But like, just trying to juggle all that either way, like, I feel like there's always something that will come up for each person either way that they wish they could have more of or wish they could, you know, do less of or anything like that. So it's really a really hard kind of road navigating parenthood, just that in itself.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you're doing amazing. And so I always love how positive you are when you show up. And I know that's obviously, we're all human, that's not all the time, but what's one of your things, or, you know, what kind of keeps you in that positive or happy space, do you think?
Well, I think, to be completely honest with you, is that I am not always happy or, you know, positive about life. But the thing is, if I have content that I need to share, then show up and speak with a smile, because if you speak with a smile, then everyone thinks you're happy and that everything is okay. So that is like one thing that if I'm going to show up, especially on my stories, like through my business page, then that's one thing that I'm always doing, is always showing up with a smile, because even by the end of it, my mood is completely changed, because I have just spent time being high vibe and like pretending to be high vibe, but then that's how you actually turn out to be in the end. So
yeah,
exactly. But definitely just like being really conscious and comfortable at, you know, whatever place you're in. So if you're having a really bad day, or if something's like not going to plan, then take some time out. Have a think about why those things are not working. Have a think about what could potentially change your mind. Like, for some people, it's getting out in nature, doing exercise. That's not me. I hate exercise. But for me, it's just sitting down and having a cuppa, maybe like having a scroll on Instagram of some really motivational speakers or something like that, just to really turn my mood around.
Yeah. Who are some of your favorite speakers, or, you know, podcasts or books to listen to?
Some of my favorite podcasts are, I love the Shameless podcast, mostly because they're all Australian guests that they have on. For some reason, I'm just like super patriotic to wanting to know everything about Australia. Like, I'm so over listening to American accents. I'm sorry if you have any American accent audiences, but I just feel like we grow up with so much Americanness in our lives, like in our cartoons and in our TV shows. So I really love hearing an Aussie accent and hearing about people who are in our own country and, you know, on the ground here and how their careers are and things like that. So I love the Shameless podcast for that. And then also, I love the Helen Jacobs podcast. She does a really spiritual forecasting type podcast. And Melissa Ambrosini, I can always get something out of her podcast, even if it's like not a topic that I am sort of particularly interested in. Sometimes I just make myself listen to one, and I always, at the end of it, I'm always grateful that I did, because I've learned something or it's changed my mind in some way.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, really, I don't really have a lot of time to listen to podcasts anymore, because they go for too long and I've got kids screaming at me or wanting something, or, you know, unless I'm in the car. When I'm in the car, I smash podcasts like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I love driving now, because I'm like, I get to sit in the car and relax and,
and not hold a baby or a child for once, or have to get a snack or something.
Yeah, that's my go-to. Is there any advice or mantras kind of that you tend to live by now at the minute within your life?
The advice that I'm really living in at the moment, or like the space I'm really living in, is just to be okay with where I'm at. So at the moment, I really feel like I have a lot of value to give in my business wise, and I'm just not really able to give that space of my life as much energy and love as I would like to give, with Hannah being so young and obviously Hayden still being quite young as well. So I'm just at that space where I really just want to run with my business, but I can't. So I'm just sort of doing a lot of foundational work at the moment and just being really okay with the fact that I am where I am, and, you know, business will still be there in 6 months time or 12 months time when the kids are a little bit older, and not, you know, I just don't want to miss out on anything at any stage. So whether that be kids or business. So yeah, just being really comfortable with where I'm at and just going with the flow to an extent.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing as a mum, that you have to get used to go with the flow, because it's like, I find myself in a very similar position a lot of the time where I am just like, okay, I really want to have a really productive day of doing business stuff. Mm-hmm. But then like, it's like, Gabe's been teething today and constantly clingy, which I'm like, do you know what? I have to enjoy these snuggles, because one day you're not going to want to come near me.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's definitely, and I think that if anything as well, just being,
just really flexible.
The word for it? Yeah.
Flexible. I find that too, that I really, some days I wake up, even on daycare days now, when Hayden goes to daycare, I'm like, yes, this is it. I've got a day to, not myself because Hannah's still at home, but I've got a day to really smash out heaps of business. And then Hannah has a really shitty day, and I'm like, oh, I feel like I've just wasted a daycare day, because I just had so many plans to do all these big things for my business, and I can't because I am here with Hannah. And I just really letting go of, I guess, the expectations that I'm putting on myself to show up in all aspects and just be like total boss mum. Let it go.
I feel like that completely links in back to what I was saying at the start, just trying to wear all the hats. And it's like, mm-hmm. okay, you've got to just let go of some, and some days some are going to be really good, the other days the others are going to be better. And absolutely, it's just accepting that. So I would love to thank you so much for jumping on here today. What is, before we finish, I would love to know, what's one of your favorite self-care tips?
I have decided, I'm really bad with self-care because I am just so busy trying to be everyone's everything all the time, but I have invested in some really great skincare, because mum life and being very sleep deprived, like, you just need something nice to put on your face. So I have started a new skincare routine with some of the Esme products. And before kids, or if I could like have a day to myself, the thing that I would do for my self-care would be to have a bath. I love having a bath with some essential oils, and I love doing some journaling work. So they're probably my three top self-care tips, even if I don't get to do them all the time.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, George.
Hello, I had just wanted to jump back on here just to say thank you so much for listening to another episode. I really appreciate it so much, and I love, you know, giving people the platform to share their stories, because I think everyone has a story within life to tell. And, you know, even if you would never necessarily think that you would ever be on a podcast or anything like that, you definitely have your own story too. So, I just want to come on and thank you guys again for listening to the podcast and jumping on all the time. If you want to share them to your stories on Instagram, that is always really helpful, always gets the word out there more. Or even if you guys send me a personal message as well, I always love them and just love hearing a bit of feedback, or, you know, anything that has helped you in any way. So I'm sending you all the love. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to bringing you more content.